This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Wednesday, July 15th. Well, similar story as we've been saying for about 2 months now, with the market stalling out against one end of a trading range, where a couple days ago we tested the top end of the range. Markets backed off, and then we saw some follow through to the downside yesterday. Not a huge amount, and the market is trading up a little bit on the open this morning. So it's a market that just continues to chop sideways, trying to get a handle on the demand structure in an economy that appears to be slowing down or shutting down again in some major portions of the economy, such as California. But at the same time, we see supplies are manageable. We see the feedlots are current, and cash prices are holding steady to slightly higher than where we were a couple weeks ago. Box beef values have been sliding over the last few days. Choice was down another 234 yesterday at 201. Select was down 103 at 191. The spread was down 131 at 1007. Movement 147 loads. That's one thing we've also noticed, is that movement has backed down a bit, trying to support the box beef values. But even still, you're seeing lower prices on lower box beef movement. That's not a good sign. It's not a bullish sign at all. There was some cash trade developing yesterday, around 2,700 head traded at 95 on the Fed trade, which is down 1 from last week. Dress trade at 155 is down 2 from last week. Slaughter rates, 119,000 head slaughtered yesterday. That was equal with a week ago, down about 3,000 from a year ago. Week to date, we have 234 head slaughtered. That compares to 234 a week ago and 242 a year ago. So we're running a little bit behind last year. And it could, again, just be lighter numbers because the feedlots appear to be current, or feedlots just holding out for higher money. But either way, again, they do have some leverage because they are current. But the question is, as we move forward, we see some states shutting down, restaurants seeing very slow traffic. Schools are questionable if they're going to open or not. This is throws a lot of, you know, food consumption, and in particular beef, into kind of a turmoil, because we just don't know. And that's been our struggle. It's much easier to see what the supply situation is than the demand, especially in an environment where demand is being thrown to the wind, where there's so much volatility in that number. Really trying to understand what it is difficult. But we can get a sense of that by what the box beef values are doing and what the box beef volume is doing. And we see, again, both of those, the volume has backed off significantly over the last week or so. And values, too, have been a little shaky. So, you know, we're questioning how much demand is out there if we don't see the volume and the prices supporting that. On the flip side of that, the cash trade seems to be pretty solid. We were higher last week, and this week so far it appears to be just steady to slightly lower. So it's not like it's falling apart. But the stock market has been showing a great deal of optimism. There is some hope that a vaccine will be developed soon. We're seeing some promising signs there. Certainly, this is casting a bullish tone to the economy, and the perception that maybe we're not that far away from a vaccine. So we'll see. All of those things take time, and here we are in mid-July, so we're about halfway through the summer, and the market hasn't chosen a direction either way. So that's actually promising, that it can hold off the bearishness getting halfway through the summer, when typically you see consumption drop anyway, and slaughter volume was expected to be fairly high. It looks like that got skewed as well, with many of those cattle already been moved out. Some of them were pulled forward here over the last couple weeks. So I think if the market's going to make a breakout one side or the other, if it's going to happen in the next month or so, it would be to the downside. If we can hold together as we work our way through the summer and supplies get tighter and demand improves through the fall, which it typically does, then I think we have some stronger outlook. My feeling had always been that we would carve out some long-term cycle lows in the summer. It's looking more and more like that happened in the spring, basically, with the big washout from the economy shutting down. And since then, the market has basically, it's rallied up from that, it's recovered, and then it's gone sideways. So if we can continue to go sideways for the next at least month, as we get into mid-August, now we're looking at, you know, the fall season coming up and the holidays, have a better idea of what the economy looks like. I think the upside potential is much better. I always felt that we would have a better movement into the fall and into the holiday season, but that the summer was when we would see our biggest problems. And again, that probably happened early, and right now as we work our way through the summer, the market is just flat. And so that's a win, I think, for the market. So, and that's probably the way it's going to be. It seems to be pretty comfortable just trading sideways and killing a lot of time in the process. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.